Вы услышите два аудиотекста. Каждый текст будет звучать дважды. Определите, какие из приведенных ниже утверждений 1-8 упоминались только в тексте 1-A, какие только в тексте 2-B, какие в обоих текстах C, а какие ни в одном D. В бланке ответов для каждого из утверждений обведите соответствующую букву. Возможен только один вариант ответа. Текст первый.
There's not a person alive that has not reacted with dread when one of their family members, usually a bit older, says something like, "Did I ever tell you about the time I..." It is the familiar prologue to the story you've heard over and over and over again, told with the same intonation and yielding the same punchline. Fairy tales are our cultural equivalent of such never-ending stories. They are told again and again, generation after generation, on a sort of endless loop. By some estimates, there are over 300 renditions of Snow White alone. So why is it that we keep returning, time and again, to these same old fairy stories? Over the years, many have observed that fairy tales are not particularly written for an audience of children. For example, the Brothers Grimm wrote that some of the fairy tales they included in their book might prove embarrassing or offensive, and parents might not want to put the book into the hands of their children. Even today, it would be difficult to find anyone who would argue that Gregory Maguire's version of Cinderella or The Wizard of Oz are not meant for an audience of children. However, it still raises the question of why. Why, with all the storytelling possibilities available, do authors keep returning to fairy tales? Well, a fairy tale in its truest form is a story that needs no explanation and deliberately avoids any kind of logic, except perhaps its own. It is a narrative dreamland in which anything is possible, and in which the whys and whens and wheres are left to the imagination of the reader. Authors and audiences want to explore characters from new angles, to read about the happily ever after, after the happily ever after. There's not a person alive that has not reacted with dread when one of their family members, usually a bit older, says something like, "Did I ever tell you about the time I..." It is the familiar prologue to the story you've heard over and over and over again, told with the same intonation and yielding the same punchline. Fairy tales are our cultural equivalent of such never-ending stories. They are told again and again, generation after generation, on a sort of endless loop. By some estimates, there are over 300 renditions of Snow White alone. So why is it that we keep returning, time and again, to these same old fairy stories? Over the years, many have observed that fairy tales are not particularly written for an audience of children. For example, the Brothers Grimm wrote that some of the fairy tales they included in their book might prove embarrassing or offensive, and parents might not want to put the book into the hands of their children. Even today, it would be difficult to find anyone who would argue that Gregory Maguire's version of Cinderella or The Wizard of Oz are not meant for an audience of children. However, it still raises the question of why. Why, with all the storytelling possibilities available, do authors keep returning to fairy tales? Well, a fairy tale in its truest form is a story that needs no explanation and deliberately avoids any kind of logic, except perhaps its own. It is a narrative dreamland in which anything is possible, and in which the whys and whens and wheres are left to the imagination of the reader. Authors and audiences want to explore characters from new angles, to read about the happily ever after, after the happily ever after.
Текст второй.
Do you remember when you could fly? When you believed in magic? When anything was possible? There is a piece of all of us, a sliver of innocence left from our youth, lying dormant that comes alive when we read a good story, watch a movie, or experience art. I personally love tales of good versus evil because they call out the hero in each of us. So, why do we love fairy tales, even as adults? I believe that's because they are surprisingly relevant to our life, and in our deepest core, we know it. Here is how fairy tales speak to us in three acts. In Act 1, we are thrown into the midst of a story we don't fully understand. We are caught somewhere in between those two forces, and greatness is demanded of us. This is the setting for many fairy tales. Everything begins somewhat serenely, but soon you notice that all is not well. But life is full of surprises. It's hard, and before it gets better, it often gets harder. This is what the second act is all about: struggle, defeat, failure. This act is the one with which we can relate the most, because we're living in the midst of it. We all know that some great rescue must be coming, and we haven't yet seen it. Not yet. This is what the third act is all about: resolution. But not only resolution, restoration and the renewing of all things. The hero returns home with a renewed appreciation for what he once took for granted. He sees his loved ones again, and they celebrate life together. We experience these three acts in our lives. Many of us are stirred by fairy tales because we see those same scenes unfolding around us: tension, conflict, suspense, and we make sense of the overarching narrative of what life is really about. We begin to make sense of our own lives, and we begin to believe. Do you remember when you could fly? When you believed in magic? When anything was possible? There is a piece of all of us, a sliver of innocence left from our youth, lying dormant, that comes alive when we read a good story, watch a movie, or experience art. I personally love tales of good versus evil because they call out the hero in each of us. So, why do we love fairy tales, even as adults? I believe that's because they are surprisingly relevant to our life, and in our deepest core, we know it. Here is how fairy tales speak to us in three acts. In Act 1, we are thrown into the midst of a story we don't fully understand. We are caught somewhere in between those two forces, and greatness is demanded of us. This is the setting for many fairy tales. Everything begins somewhat serenely, but soon you notice that all is not well. But life is full of surprises. It's hard, and before it gets better, it often gets harder. This is what the second act is all about: struggle, defeat, failure. This act is the one with which we can relate the most, because we're living in the midst of it. We all know that some great rescue must be coming, and we haven't yet seen it. Not yet. This is what the third act is all about: resolution. But not only resolution, restoration and the renewing of all things. The hero returns home with a renewed appreciation for what he once took for granted. He sees his loved ones again, and they celebrate life together. We experience these three acts in our lives. Many of us are stirred by fairy tales because we see those same scenes unfolding around us: tension, conflict, suspense, and we make sense of the overarching narrative of what life is really about. We begin to make sense of our own lives, and we begin to believe.
Перенесите ваши ответы в бланк ответов. Для каждого утверждения возможен только один вариант ответа. Если выбрано более одного варианта, ответ не засчитывается. Конец первой части.